Mangini and his crew crank a line heavy with seaweed onto the skiff and use sickles to hack away at the leaves. They'll fill two large containers and then take them back to the dock to weigh them. They estimate Mangini's entire site of sugar and ribbon kelp will yield about 15,000 pounds of seaweed. But the process started in a lab in Juneau with Blue Evolution's Tamsin Peoples, who handles the company's Alaska operations. She's also serving as one of Mangini's crew members for this harvest.
So we've collected fertile material here in August, and they shipped it down to me in Juneau, and I spored out the material onto the seeded line, which we then shipped back to them after 6 weeks, and they outplanted it onto the long line. So you can see like the little string here wrapped around the outer edge. That's what the kelp was actually seeded onto.
Mangini says they planted the seaweed in December. It's one of two sites in the Kodiak Archipelago. The other is in Larsen Bay. Mangini says the harvest comes after a lot of experimentation, planning, rescheduling, and test runs.
We don't really know how to do this the best way yet. This is just kind of what we come up with for what we know will work this year. But it seems to be working pretty good.
He has ideas for where they could take commercial seaweed harvest in Kodiak.
Obviously, in the future, we'd like to get into a fresh market, because if you blanch this and freeze it, and there's a lot of options for fresher markets. It's a really good salad.
The skiff heads back to land, and a crane lowers hooks down so that the crew can secure the containers. From there, the seaweed heads over to Near Island for processing at the Kodiak Seafood and Marine Science Center. Down in the pilot plant, Alaska Sea Grant and other project partners are doing a test run on a machine brought in specifically for the project. It's loud from outside the building, but deafening from inside. During a break, Peoples steps outside the pilot plant door wearing a hair covering and ear protection. She says they just got approval to turn the machine on following a week-long delay. After so many unknowns and a not-so-successful harvest in Ketchikan, Peoples is relieved to see the outcome in Kodiak.
It was fantastic to get here and go out, pull up his lines, and just see this beautiful, thick, healthy kelp.
She says Blue Evolution would be interested in bringing more seaweed farmers into the project. She says it depends on who can get permits and how much space Blue Evolution has in its hatchery. I'm Kayla DeRoche.